The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe below for more ghoulish tales. Welcome everybody to the Dark Forest. There's just something super creepy about creatures that lurk in the forest and desert at night. You just never know what's watching you. If you haven't guessed by now, tonight's cryptid tales are none other than Skinwalkers. Please, stay close to the fire. Toast up those beautiful buns. You should stay safe as long as you stay within the light's glow. Let's get started. Just this past summer, I was on a camping trip with my brother-in-laws Omar and Max in the Sequoias National Forest near Yosemite. That's the national park that has those huge redwood trees. Now, there's another area that's like that too, further up north near the border of Oregon, but this is more central. Anyways, we were on a 3-day camping trip all together. The wives were at home. It was just us guys. The first night was perfect. We got there around lunchtime, unloaded all of our gear, set up our tents, got the fire pit ready for that evening, and cooked lunch. After a couple of beers and some stories and stretching out the legs from a long drive from Southern California, we decided to do a little hike. I myself loved to go on hikes, as long as it wasn't too much of an uphill hike, that is, as I am a little bit overweight. Max, on the other hand, is really skinny, but he's not used to hiking, but I'm sure he would be fine. Omar, on the other hand, is kind of like me. I don't see him lasting the whole hike. But we'll see how far we can go. I think we should have went on the hike before we ate, as about halfway through our hike, my stomach started irritating. Looking down at my watch, I noticed it was around 4:30. The sun was starting to set. We were all working quite a good sweat at this point, and getting a little thirsty for some bubbly. We were about to turn around when we heard something calling us in the woods ahead.
Help! Help me!
Hello? Who's there? Is somebody needing help?
We were trying to see who needed our assistance. We were looking all around as we couldn't see or figure out what direction the noise was coming from. We thought it was in front of us, so we just continued to walk slowly, calling out to whoever or whatever it was that needed some help. We kept calling out loud, in all directions, walking continually on the dirt trail. We got no response for at least 3 minutes. Maybe 4. And then we heard it again.
Over here!
That time, it sounded like it was angry. There was something different about the pitch in its voice as well. It didn't sound normal. At that point, I told my brothers, let's just go back. There's something wrong here. I can't explain it. Omar didn't argue with that. He was already turned around and walking past me. His only response was, damn straight. I don't want the beer getting cold. Max kind of shrugged. He told me he kind of wanted to continue looking as he had a big heart, and he felt like if somebody was truly out there that needed help, he felt like we were abandoning them. But I assured him, maybe somebody's playing a prank or something because there's just something really off about this whole situation, and we're starting to trail off the dirt trail, and I don't want to get lost.
Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going?
That same voice that was in the woods, it was echoing all around us as we were walking back to camp. Why it was echoing, I still don't know to this day. I quickly turned around just to check behind us as we walked. That's when I saw it. The figure with those eyes. This creature, it was at least 6 feet tall. Very scrawny, it didn't have any hair on its body. It had a large head with glowing amber eyes and large teeth. It looked like some type of mutated human of some sort. I can't really explain it. It was just smiling at us. It just stood there behind some brush near an oak tree. At that moment, I screamed run and I ran as fast as I could back down that trail back to camp. My brothers, of course, followed me, but they didn't see what I saw. But they weren't dumb enough to just continue walking as I was running, of course. They were right behind me the whole way back. Once we were back in camp and got our breath back, I tried to explain to them what I saw, but most of my speech was still mumbles. I was completely terrified. After we had our little conversation, it took some convincing, of course, because like I said, I was the only one that saw it. But we packed up our stuff and left the park. And we found somewhere else to camp. This is a true story that happened to me a few years ago. I'm not going to give too much details, but here it goes. My name is Sandra, and I'm a 38-year-old female. I usually go down to TJ at least every other weekend. Well, because I have family down there, of course, and it's cheap. I know what you're thinking, that it's really dangerous and that I shouldn't be going down there alone. Well, sometimes I'm not alone. I bring my sisters with me. There's a nice outlet mall out there in a Sinopolis, and it's amazing, and it's super affordable for anything. Yes, there's a bad side to Tijuana, I will admit, but just stay clear of that area and you're fine. This happened when I was down south. I had finished all of my shopping, and I planned on visiting some of my friends farther down south in Rosarito. In between those two cities, there's really not much to look at. There's some small brush areas, some mini-looking forest areas, and lots of hills and weeds and all that country stuff. Anyways, I was about halfway down. And that's when it happened. My car broke down out of nowhere. I didn't have a flat tire. I wasn't out of gas. Something else happened to my car. I pulled over and stopped and got outside, hoping that the federales didn't come by and try to take some of my money. Usually, when the cops or something pull you over, you just hand them a $50 bill underneath your driver's license and hand it to them, and they'll just let you go. Everybody's corrupt down there. Yes, I was alone, but I know how to change a tire. I'm a girl, but I'm not that girly. Anyways, I was leaning down, trying to check my tire to see maybe if something had happened. Maybe something got stuck. I don't know. That's when I heard something calling my name.
Sandra. Sandra!
I fell on my ass. It was so scary. I turned around. I didn't see anything in the brush at first. I looked closer to the tree line that was right next to the brush area, just right across the hill from where my car was. That's when I swore I saw something. It looked like a man. It had long black hair just all over in front of its face. Its body was pretty built, but very strawny too. That's all I could really remember. How did this thing know my name? I mean, it wasn't like I was on the cell phone and had the Bluetooth blasting out the window or anything. That's when I saw its expression change. Even in the distance, I saw its smile right before it started charging right at me. Thank God, an innocent bystander actually pulled over to see if I needed some type of assistance for my car. As soon as he stopped, I hopped in his back seat and screamed at him to punch it.
Drive! Drive! Please just go!
I screamed. And he did. As he drove away, I was looking in the back window to see that thing. But it was nowhere to be found. It had completely disappeared. I later thanked the man and I had a tow truck pick up my car and deliver it to the border. I never went back to Tijuana again. I live in Missouri. The city is irrelevant, but just know that I live in the Midwest. I live in the sticks, to be precise. I've been a country boy my whole life, but I absolutely hate it here. I loved it growing up, searching the woods, exploring. It was so much fun in my youth. But now that I know what is truly out there, I can't wait to leave. There's a reason why they call this state Missouri. It's in code for misery. Let me tell you why. I was out in the woods, just doing my normal routine, just exploring. Now keep in mind, this happened when I was a teenager. I had my headphones on, and I was listening to some Tech N9ne, who happens to be a local legend around these parts. I was just jamming, and lip-syncing. We had to get him up with two, blah 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 blah. You get the idea. He's a speed rapper. As I continued the dirt path down the dirt road, I was about a half a mile from the trailer park. I had one ear on and one off, just so I could hear my surroundings as I walked. It's multitasking, if you ask me. That's when I stopped in my tracks.
We had to get him up with two. We had to get him up with two. We had to get him up with two.
What was that? Something was mocking me in the woods. Something was listening and following me.
Hello? Who's there?
There was no response. Until...
Hello? Hello? Who's there?
My heart was racing. That literally scared the crap out of me. Something was mimicking me. I didn't know what to do at first. I was still shocked and frozen in my tracks. I started looking all around me, trying to see where this thing was that kept copying my every sound. I looked behind me, and that's when I saw it. Well, part of it. I saw the head of this human-like thing. It had glowing red eyes. Its mouth was open, and I could see its razor-sharp teeth. Its skin was a darker brown complexion and hairy. Its arms were long and lengthy. It almost looked like it was mixed between a caveman and some sort of alien. I can't really explain how it looks. It was just so wrong. That's when I sprinted the hell out of there. I ran as fast as I could in the direction of the trailer park where I lived, listening to the twigs and the footprints of this thing chasing behind me.
Hurry, Timmy. I'm right behind you.
It started speaking to me as it ran. I kept running, and I wouldn't look back. I felt like I ran for an hour, but realistically, it was probably no more than 5 minutes. But that's all it took. I wasn't in the greatest shape. I made it to the mobile home park right in the nick of time. Luckily, there was a few people outside having some beers around a can full of fire.
Please, help me, guys. There's something in the woods chasing me.
I drastically tried to get them to help. I almost tumbled over into their arms as I fell to my knees. They broke my fall and tried to assure me that everything was all right. A couple of them walked out ahead trying to investigate what the hell I was talking about.
No! Stay back! Stay here!
I kept screaming. But two of them left on their own to look and investigate further.
Now, what y'all talking about there, Timmy? You're mumbling too much. Shut up and start talking clearly so I can understand what y'all talking about over here.
I explained everything to him, and the other just sat there and listened. After a while, they started getting worried as I was because their two friends never came back. I live in Crested Butte. It's a small town in Colorado. No, it's not Crested Butte. That's what all my friends call it, at least. It's a small town in the Rocky Mountains, with roughly 1,600 plus give or take people that live here and call this place home. And you know, with any small town, there's common legends. Legends that, of course, aren't real, right? That's what I assumed, until me and a couple of my buddies went out camping last summer. It was me, my friends DJ and Jordan. Both of them are from California. That's where I used to live until I moved out here. Anyways, we were all on this great expedition we were on. I mean, we went hiking, exploring, we even found a couple of caves. I mean, we were really out there and we loved it. The plan was to be on expedition camping adventure for 5 days, come back on the weekend, and then of course spend a few days at home before they went to the airport to go back home. You see, it was summer break, and we all wanted to get together since it's been a while since I've seen them. On the last day of our camping trip, that's when everything went south. It started on the last night that we were supposed to stay there. Something had broken into all of our stuff and took all our food. Everything was completely trashed and destroyed. It looked like a hurricane or tornado had ripped through the area. The odd thing was, there was some really crazy-looking footprints that were scattered in all directions all around in the dirt surrounding our campsite. It's nothing that we have ever witnessed before. We brushed it off as some kind of bear that went through when we were hiking during the day. After some few beers later, we were starting to feel too good and decided to call it a night. It was roughly around 1:30-ish in the morning. I checked my watch, and I knew I had to pee. I dreaded the moment knowing how cold it was outside.
Zach!
was that?
DJ, is that you? Come on, man. I'm too drunk for this crap. I gotta pee. Just be quiet.
I heard no response. I unzipped my sleeping bag, put on my jacket and shoes, and went outside of my tent. The coals of the fire from the fire pit still glowed in the night. It brought a little bit of warmth, but nothing compared to the fire it was earlier that evening. I reached back inside and grabbed my flashlight and headed into the woods. It was still odd, as both of their tents were completely silent and closed. But I swore I heard DJ calling me outside. As I continued to walk deeper into the brush, I heard it again.
Hey! Over here!
This time, it sounded nothing like him, nor Jordan either. This voice sounded very close by. I heard something move nearby in the brush. I shined my flashlight in its direction, but there was nothing there. But I did see some of the vines moving. There was no wind. Something brushed by.
Hey! Are you just messing with me or something? I'm trying to take a piss. I don't need you watching me. Shit.
Silence. I mean complete silence. Even the insects stopped making their noises. At this point, I had goosebumps all over my body. But I really had to go. After the deed was done, I zipped up and started walking back to camp. As I was walking back, I just felt like something was watching me. You know that eerie feeling that you're not alone, even though you can't see anyone around you. Still shining the flashlight, I turned around and took a glance. And that's when I saw it. In the distance, still kind of far off, there was this skinny, blackish-brown-like creature that had hair kind of all over it, but still not like a dog, but still not human either. It had glowing amber eyes. It definitely had human features in the face. Its hands were abnormally large with sharp-like fingers. It smiled at me, yet it spoke, but it didn't speak out loud. It was like it was speaking into my mind, telepathically. That freaked me the hell out. I turned around and ran back to camp as fast as possible. When I had ran back to camp, the fire was lit. DJ and both Jordan were standing next to each other in front of the tents, like they were just waiting for me.
Guys, we gotta get the hell out of here. I saw something in the woods, and it's coming this way. There's no time to explain. Let's get our gear and let's get the hell out of here, like, now!
DJ just smirked and said, Yeah, you're not gonna fool nobody tonight. Just because it's the last night doesn't mean you're gonna get this one on us. Then he lifted his leg and let one rip.
Ugh. Guys, this is no time to be joking around. I'm serious. There was some creature in the woods.
I turned around and flashed my flashlight in the direction from where I was coming from. And we just waited. It felt like hours. Nothing came. My heartbeat started to go back to normal, and I noticed whatever it was not coming into the light. Maybe it was afraid, or maybe it was just playing a trick on me. I don't know. I turned back around to the guys, and they just stood there with their hands crossed, tapping their feet on the dirt.
Are you finished? I would like to go back to sleep.
Dudes, maybe he's right. I mean, at first,
I thought it was you guys calling at me outside of my tent. It was weird, like, it totally sounded like Zack. It was asking if he could come in. And I kept yelling back at him, "No, you homo, go back to bed." But he kept asking. And each time that he would ask, the pitch in his voice was, like, different and stuff. I got up and I unzipped my tent a little bit to look outside. And I saw this little kid with a hoodie on. He was on the other side of the fire, just staring at me at the tent. His eyes were pitch black. I blinked, and he was gone. I thought I was dreaming it, but after hearing what Zack was telling us outside, maybe we should go, dudes. Like, there's something wrong with this place. We all stood in silence with each other, questioning our sanity at this point. Do we finish up the night and just take off in the morning? Or do we leave right now and say screw it? Needless to say, we agreed to pack up our stuff and get the hell out of there. We quickly walked back down the trail to DJ's truck, never to return. Well, I hope you guys all enjoyed the 4 scary skinwalker encounter stories tonight. They terrified me, that's for sure. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, and share it with your friends.